Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. Steve Zaffron is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a brand new friend. He is CEO of the Vanto Group, which is a consulting firm, a global consulting firm that designs and implements initiatives that help companies make sure that they achieve as high a performance as possible, peak performance, perhaps we could call it. And he's been doing this for a number of years. His work has been studied. The companies he's worked with have been studied, and they've come up with some conclusions about what works and what doesn't work. What makes some companies perform so much better than other companies. And he and his partner, Dave Logan, have written a book called The Three Laws of Performance, Rewriting the Future of Your Organization and Your Life. And he's here to talk to us about it. Steve Zaffron, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you here. Now, your work as a practitioner, as a consultant in the field, helping companies get better, is where this all started, right? You guys started working with companies, and you noticed things that people were doing. You wondered if their behavior was creating certain results that they liked and some that they didn't like, and you started moving in a certain direction, and you uncovered some things that worked really well, didn't you?
Yeah, we began 18 years ago. Our first large client was a copper mining company in Tucson, Arizona, and they were going out of business. They had 11 unions, and all unions were fighting with each other.
That'll do it, Steve.
That's right, especially when they're fighting with each other.
Oh yeah, no, that's all. That's if you want to go out of business, folks, just get more unions. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist that. Sorry.
They were unified, and they were unified against management. We're dealing with them as the enemy. And you can imagine all the conflicts and arguments and things that happened in the past that people couldn't get over, and it was just a mess.
Sounds like the War of the Roses.
And we were invited in to see what we could do with the people factor, because they really didn't have any money to invest in, at that time, in new mines and so forth. And as we developed the methodologies that we worked with, and we were mostly just, does it work? You know, how do we work with people to have them work more effectively, have more energy, go the extra mile, learn to collaborate in new ways? As we developed those methodologies over the course of the years of working with organizations, we were very excited about what was happening. And as you said, my partner, Dave Logan, who's a professor at the USC Marshall School of Business, studied a case that we had worked with a steel mining company that did a complete turnaround, just working with the people, and was so impressed with what he saw, he said, we should write a book about this.
Yeah. So you went into these companies, like, for example, this copper mining company that was completely dysfunctional, basically out of business, but just hadn't closed up yet, and had the worst kinds of relationships you could imagine. It must have been a toxic brew that you walked into there. And did you turn those people around?
Well, they turned themselves around.
What did you help them see that I guess what I'm saying is, they didn't have any money, they didn't have enough money, they were basically about to go bankrupt, but you looked at them, you saw the human beings walking around, and you said, you know what? What if we could do something with these human beings? What if we could get them to work together? What if we did certain things? What if we asked them certain things?
Exactly. Well, it was really first getting everybody in the room, the top union leaders and the management, and having them look at, well, where is this going, really? If you keep doing what you're doing, where is this going to end up?
Right.
And as they confronted what we call the default future, that is to say, the future that was predictable and almost certainly going to happen if no intervention.
If nobody did anything. They were going down the wrong, down a one-way street the wrong way.
Yes, and it was a conversation that we facilitated that allowed them to see, this is where you're going to end up. Do you want to be there? Right?
Right.
And obviously when people looked at it from that perspective, not from their particular agendas, they could see a different picture.
So you got them out of their silos and noticed and made them realize that they were all in this together.
Yes. The first law of performance, Jim, is how people perform correlates to how situations occur to them.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, for example, there's a recession going on, yes?
Yes.
Well, there's, you could say, in our view, there's two recessions going on. There's the facts of the matter, whatever those facts are, and we're not even clear what all the facts are, right?
Right.
And then there's our view about those facts.
The 5 inches between our ears.
That's right. Our view of it, our interpretation of it, what we make it mean,
right,
why we think it happened, all that we call the default future. So people are in their own recession, in their own experience,
right.
Or even a depression, right? People are depressed. Some people.
If you just lost your job, you're in a depression.
That's right. Or if you're sitting there and other people have lost their job and you're wondering, am I next? You're in a depression, right? So there's a lot of, these days, anxiety and fear and all this. And people now are worried about the morale of the people that they kept.
So the first law is people respond and behave based on what they see happening around them.
Yeah, their experience of what's happening, right?
All right.
So, now it's not like people's experience is invalid, but it tends to be a small picture.
And so when the different people in this one company saw other people behaving negatively, then they responded negatively.
Yeah, we respond to what we are experiencing.
Right. All right.
So now the second law of performance says, okay, answers the question, where is the lever or the dial that I can work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the second law of performance is how a situation occurs for a person arises in language.
Hmm.
And
meaning that they say how they feel? Is that what you're saying?
Well, how we see something lives in things like conclusions we come up about it,
right,
interpretations, decisions from the past we made
reactions
about it.
Reactions.
Yeah. But all that lives in the conversations that we have with ourselves and with others, or the conversations we're not having with people.
Right.
So the third law of performance is future-based language transforms how situations occur to people.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this thing called future-based language? It's language, the language of what we also can call committed speaking and listening. You know, the language of declaration, of commitment, of promises. That kind of language.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. I got to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to come back to point number three primarily, because that's the payoff law. And we're going to get Steve to help us understand how to apply these laws to our small businesses right after these messages, 20 after.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We appreciate it. We're glad you are, and we know that it helps because we have something there for you on our website for whatever your challenge or opportunity may be in your small business, the one you want to start, the one you have, and the one you're trying to grow, maybe even the one you're trying to get rid of. We've got something there that will help you, and we've got it in lots of different variations and forms and periods of time that you can partake of it. You got 5 seconds, we got something for you. You got 1 minute, you got 3 minutes, you got 15 minutes. We've got something that will help you. You can listen, you can read. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, check out our knowledge base. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and it's all free. We got a new friend, Steve Zaffron, with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-author, along with Dave Logan, of the book, The Three Laws of Performance. Steve, tell us how your book is available, please.
Oh, it's available right now in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon and the other web-based distributors.
And you just got some recognition. Tell us about it.
Well, we're very excited. You know, our intention was to get these ideas out there. And we wrote the book so they were accessible. They're complex ideas, but we wrote it in a way that people could really get it.
Plain English.
Yeah, and stories about how they're implemented and so forth. And in February, it made the Wall Street Journal bestseller list and the USA bestseller list.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
No, you know, we don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, Steve. Only the best for my audience. So congratulations. And tell me, the website is vantogroup.com?
Yes. My consulting company website is vantogroup.com.
So check that out too, folks. All right, Steve, help us apply your laws, especially the last one, to a small business. I know a lot of your work has been done with larger companies, but what would be a scenario where a small business could apply your laws? And I'm specifically, you know, I used to be a consultant for small businesses. You're a consultant for big companies primarily, but I used to work for small companies. I used to walk into a lot of toxic stuff.
Well, regardless of the business, all businesses, whether they're small or large, require leadership. And one of the distinctions we make is the difference between leadership and management. So people get trained and developed in management, and so we tend to apply management techniques, which are important. I'm not demeaning them. They're very important to everything we're dealing with. And people confuse leadership with authority. Mm-hmm. So if I'm running the business, a small business or a large business, I try to provide leadership, but I do it through management. And we distinguish leadership as completely separate from management.
Give us some examples.
Well, for leadership doesn't require a position. It requires someone who takes on rewriting the
Anybody
future.
In the organization can be a leader, ladies and gentlemen.
In fact, we were working with a company in Japan, and when people saw that for themselves, one person stood up and he said, I realize I am the shogun here. I can be the shogun in my life and in my company.
Mm-hmm.
So what does a leader do? A leader takes on rewriting the future of their life and of their organization. And it's not positive thinking, because the future has already been written. So we call that future the default future. You know, it's the future that I experience coming at me. I may not even be able to say it, articulate it, but it's the future I really experience coming at me, right? When people get in communication with other people about, well, how do you see it, and what's your real concerns, and what are your fears here, and what decisions have you made, they then start to have a conversation that gets the default future up in front of them, where they can say, do we really want to go there? No. Okay.
So let me stop you for a second, Steve. Basically, what you're doing at that point, though, is you're getting them to stop talking at each other and start talking with each other.
Exactly. A leader creates collaboration. Now, we can understand that, but it's not so easy to do, because leaders need to invite other people's ideas and suggestions and actually ask them to be creative, be in a creative process, co-author a new future together. You know, it's like the power of declaration. When
right.
people can make an authentic declaration, it alters the way they experience the future.
Right.
You know, John F. Kennedy said, we shall be in the moon in 10 years.
Right.
That declaration altered the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Roosevelt, the famous speech he made
right.
during the beginning of the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing to fear is fear itself.
Right.
That started to alter the way people were experiencing the situation.
But it could be mechanical. I mean, I worked with a company one time where I realized that they never met. They were at 50 employees, but the leadership, the managers, never actually had a meeting in any particular time. And I would see them going down the hallway just and eat each other as they passed each other in the hallway. And I asked them, I asked the owner, I said, why don't we have a weekly meeting? He said, I don't believe in meetings. I said, well, let's have one. So, humor me. Let's have one. I got his managers in the room. He and I were sitting on the side, and they just started the meeting. And you know what? Within 30 seconds, they were having productive conversations between the teams. And he looked at me, and he said, wow, I never understood this.
Well, you're tapping into the third law.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the three laws, actually.
Yeah.
You know, they're there for people. It's not...
Mm-hmm.
This is not made-up stuff. It's how people, when they're being productive, actually operate. You know,
and it might actually be something as simple as a mechanical change to the way people are you know, people get together. Steve, we got to go because we run out of time. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Okay, Jim. I appreciate it, and I will be back.
Thank you. Steve Zaffron, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Three Laws of Performance. Steve Zaffron and Dave Logan are the authors. I'm going to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.